Buffalo Grace Community Church 的问候。
I'm excited about all that God is doing on the Upper West Side.
我对于我们在上西区所做的事工感到非常的兴奋。
I can tell you that God is doing great things, and it's not because of me; it's because of Him.
我可以说这是主的做工，而不是因为我。
We are experiencing growth in numbers and growth in discipleship.
我们在人数上有很多增长的，属灵的门徒也大有增长。
It's all about God, right?
都是因为主，是吧？
We are on week 3 of the Advent season.
现在是降临节的第三周。
I'm not sure if your speakers before me have talked about Advent.
我不知道在我之前的讲道人是否有提到过降临节。
But many Christian churches look at December the 1st until Christmas Day as an Advent season.
但是有很多的基督教会，它是把从十二月一号到圣诞节之间的时间称为降临节。
It's supposed to be a time of reflection and thinking and preparing for Christmas Day, the birth of Jesus.
这是用这一段时间来准备。迎接圣诞节这一天，主的降临。
Would you say you are excited about this season?
在此时刻，你会不会觉得也很振奋呢？
I see yeses, and I see some people that are too tired to even think about the reason for the season.
我看到有大家说是，也有一些人可能太累了，都难于思考了。
I think the thing that makes it exciting for me.
我觉得让我感到很激动的是
is that I think about the first time I gave birth to a baby.
是我第一次生宝宝的时候。
And when I looked at him for the first time, there was joy.
我看到他，第一次看到他的时候，确实充满喜乐。
I knew that there was no baby smarter, prettier than my firstborn.
我知道这世上没有什么小婴孩比我的头生子更聪明可爱了。
Then I think about the joy when I had my second child.
然后我又想到了我生第二个孩子时候的喜乐。
I had prayed for 4 years that I could have a girl.
那个时候我已经祈祷了4年，希望能够得到一个女儿。
I even told the doctor, "Don't tell me until the day this baby arrives what it is."
我甚至跟医生说，别提前告诉我，我要一直等到那一刻才知道是男是女。
Because I just wanted to experience the joy at that moment.
是因为我特别想享受那一刻的喜乐。
The interesting thing about that.
有意思的是。
Is that my daughter is speaking.
就我女儿来说
My daughter is speaking in New York City today on the same subject of joy.
我女儿今天也在纽约来讲这个关于喜乐的同样的话题。
And she told me her example would be how joyful we were when she was born.
她的那个要举的例子就是她有多喜乐当那个她出生的时候。
Because anytime I have frustration, she says, "Remember, I'm the daughter you prayed for."
因为当我感到比较痛苦的时候，她就会说，你要记住，你生我的时候有多开心。
So, mom, you have to be joyful.
所以妈妈，你应该是一直觉得很开心的。
I don't know if you know what a colicky baby is.
我不知道你知道一个 colicky 孩子是。
But a baby that you cannot make happy, that cries and cries and cries.
就是那种很难安抚的婴孩，就是一直哭泣的婴孩 ，colicky baby. Yep.
And that was what my second born was.
我第二个孩子就是那样的。
So there was days that my joy turned into sorrow.
所以呢，那就是我的那个喜乐一下就变成难过的时候了。
She wasn't sure she was going to share that part of the story.
她可能就不会提到这些细节了。
But from that story, you're going to find out what the difference is between joy and happiness.
但是从这个故事可能你也能够体会到喜乐和幸福之间的区别。
When I looked at the Webster Dictionary, they said joy and happiness was the same.
当我看这个字典的时候，他说喜乐和这个幸福其实是同一个意思。
But we know from the Bible that it is different.
但是我们从圣经里知道这是不同的。
Because joy is an attitude of the heart.
因为喜乐呢是来自于心的一种态度。
It's an attitude of your spirit.
是你的一种精神态度。
It's not really a feeling.
其实不是一种感受了。
Because it says in Webster, it gives you great pleasure and happiness.
因为在 Webster 字典里说，它是给你极大的喜悦和幸福的意思。
I doubt that was what was being said in Luke chapter 2.
但是我想这跟路加福音第二节所说的可能有所不同。
Because when it says, I bring you good news that will bring great joy, it wasn't great happiness, it was great joy to all people.
但是因为他说我今天给人众人带来的是巨大的喜乐，他并没有说是巨大的幸福。
Even in the book of Nehemiah,
甚至是在尼希米书中说
Chapter 8
第八章
When it says the joy of the Lord is your strength
当他说这个主的喜乐是你的力量
It is not happiness that's your strength
他并没有说幸福是你的力量
Because happiness depends on what is happening at the moment
因为幸福源自现在所处的情境。
For example, when you get something that you really, really wanted badly, you are very happy.
比方说你得到一个非常想要的东西，可以说这会儿我觉得很幸福。
Such as getting into a program that you really, really worked hard to get into, you are happy.
比方说你被录取到了一个你一直很想去的学校，那你就觉得很开心。
And you may get in there and find out, wow, this isn't what I really wanted anyway.
但是你到了那儿之后，你可能又觉得，哎，这也不是我想要的了。
Your happiness quickly turned to sadness.
你的开心啊，幸福感可能很快就变成难过了。
The world is looking for joy.
这个世人呢，都总是在追寻幸福。
And we have Jesus is the reason for the season.
但是我们在这个季节呢，就是会因为有主是有原因的。
But are we really thinking about that Jesus is the one that gives us joy?
因为我们仔细想，实际上是我们的喜乐是来源于主的。
I think it's funny if you look around, and I hope after you leave today, you will look for examples of joy in the world.
我觉得当你这个今天离开这里的时候呢，我想你希望能够在这世上找到喜乐。
The world keeps telling us we can find joy.
这个世上的这个世间呢，经常说我们是可以找到喜乐的。
Have you seen the Starbucks commercial?
你有没有最近看到这个Starbucks 的广告呢
？They say you can find joy in buying Starbucks coffee.
他说你可以花钱买一杯这个 Starbucks 的咖啡就能得到喜乐。
They even said it gives you so much joy you can buy one for yourself and share one. That's their theme.
但是他们另外一个主题呢，就是说你也可以得到喜乐，给自己买一杯，然后还可以跟别人分享一杯。
They said that's all you have to do to find joy this holiday season.
他们说在这个节日的时刻，你这样就可以找到喜乐。
I don't know how many of you listen watch movies on Netflix.
我不知道你们有多少人会在 Netflix 上看电影。
And there is a woman that did a whole presentation by the name of Marie Kondo.
有一位叫 Marie Kondo 的女士，她做了一个短片。
She is a Japanese woman.
她是一位日本女士。
And she's talking about how to get rid of clutter.
她就专门讲你怎么能除去家里头这些垃圾。
How to organize your home.
怎么把家里的弄得整洁。
Has anybody seen that show?
有人有看过那短片吗？
Okay, I see one hand over there.
看到有一个人举手了。
She would say that that's how you find joy.
她说这就是你找着喜乐的方式。
So here's what you have to do.
你要做的就是。
She said take everything out of your closet.
就是把你这个衣橱里的东西都拿出来。
Everything out of your drawers.
把你所有的这个首饰都拿出来。
And you put it in the center of the room.
把它放在屋子中间。
And you pick it up piece by piece.
然后你一件一件的拿起来。
So you pick up your shirt.
你拿起一件衬衣。
And you ask yourself one question.
就问自己一个问题。
Does this spark joy?
这个能不能激起我心中的喜乐？
If it sparks joy, you're going to fold it and put it away.
要是能的话，那就把它叠起来，然后放到一边。
If you look at that shirt and it doesn't spark joy,
你要是看到这件衬衫，它也没有激起你喜乐的心。
You say thank you for your service and you throw it away.
你说你谢谢你多年来的服务，就把它扔了吧。
That is what she does with every single piece of clothing, toy,Anything that you have in your space.
这就是他做的，也是建议你做的每一件衣服，每一个玩具都要这样子审视一下。
And once that happens, you should be having joy.
你做完了之后呢，你就应该得到喜乐了。
That's really not the joy I'm talking about today.
这也不是今天我要跟大家谈的喜乐。
Because even in Galatians chapter 5.
因为即使是在 Galatians 第五章中
that is called the fruit of the spirit,
我讲到圣灵的果实的时候说
and the second trait is joy.
那第二点呢就是喜乐
He says you're going to have the spirit of love,
你会有圣灵所结的果子
joy,
就是仁爱喜乐
peace,
和平
long suffering,
忍耐
gentleness
恩慈
goodness
良善
and faith
信实
but the second part of our fruit of the spirit the second part of that is that we should have joy
但是它第二部分就是说我们是应该得到喜乐的
when you come into your church do you feel joy
当你来到你的的教会的时候你感到喜乐吗
I tell you an experience that I've had recently.
我跟你分享一段我最近的经历。
My son is a musician, as you know.
你可能知道我的儿子是一个音乐家。
And he's formed a band.
他组建了一个乐队。
And it's called Pharaoh Band.
叫做这个 Pharaoh 乐队。
And there are six musicians.
里头有六个乐手。
And he sings all the songs that he's written.
他们就唱他写的歌。
And he's playing at some of the big bars like Iron Works and different breweries here in the city at East Aurora, all around the area.
他们在这个附近一些很有名的酒吧都有过演出。
And if you're not careful, you can get it confused of all the joy that the people there seem to have.
你要是不注意的话呢，你可能就会混淆，看到在那里的人的所谓的喜乐。
Sometimes they do a better job at developing a sense of community than we do even in the church.
当然了，他们很多时候，对于成立一个社区来说，做的比我们要好。
So that gives us a good incentive to do the right thing when we have people come into our space to serve God.
所以呢，就是对于来教会的人们来说，崇拜主的人来说，我们也可以有所借鉴。
As soon as you get the Holy Spirit into your life,
当你一旦在你的生命中接受圣灵的时候
when you've invited Jesus to come in and be a part of your everyday life,
你就已经接受基督来成为你每一生活来进入你生活的每一天
you have joy.
你就会得到喜乐
Because joy is within, it's not external.
因为这个喜乐是存在于内心而不在于外在的
How can you have joy when things may not go exactly right?
当事情不是让你所想的发展的时候，你该如何得到喜乐呢？
is because we see the bigger picture.
是因为我们可以看到一幅更大的图景。
My husband used to have a saying.
我先生以前就说。
He would always say, "This too shall pass."
他会说这也会过去的。
So we don't have to sit and waddle in that because it's going to pass.
所以我们不需要坐在那儿或者难过，因为它会过去的。
Have you ever sang a song many times? Kids sing this song.
有没有听过一个孩子老唱的歌？
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
我在我的心里得到的是喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，喜乐。
And it's very elementary.
听起来很简单。
But it says it's in my heart to stay.
但是它是存在于内心的。
One part of that song states the devil can't take it out.
这个歌的有一部分也说魔鬼是夺不走它的。
It's a very upbeat song. If you have never heard it, YouTube it today because it is an amazing song about joy.
是一个很欢快的歌，如果你没听过的话，就在YouTube 上今天搜一下，是很好的一首歌。
You have to remember it's not contingent on what is happening in the moment.
你应该记住的是，喜乐是不依赖于你现在所处的环境。
It's not even contingent on whether it's meeting your plans.
也不依赖于是否你的目标已经达成。
When they said Jesus will be called Emmanuel.
当他们说伊曼纽尔的时候
，meaning God is with us.
又意味着主与我们同在。
That's why we can have joy.
那就是我们能够拥有喜乐。
And if you don't believe it, and you have those moments when I just don't feel joy now.
你要是不相信的话，或者你经历一些时刻，你不觉得喜乐。
Repeat, God is with me.
你就重复说主与我同在。
I know sometimes I have had sad moments with Pastor Cap being gone to heaven.
我知道，因为这个现在Pastor Casper 在天堂里，我有时候也会觉得难过。
And sometimes I even say things like, "I'm in this world all alone."
有时候我也会说，我现在就孤零零的一个人在这世上了。
But I'm here to tell you, 22 months later.
但是我想说的是，24个月之后
，God has shown me He is with me, Emmanuel.
上帝也只是给我说他是与我同在的。
He keeps giving me little examples, little glimpses of His presence.
他为他的存在也一直不断的给我一些小的暗示和提醒。
I'll share an example that happened to me last week that He showed me, Barbara, I am with you.
我给你举一个例子，是上星期发生的事情，让我能体会到他的同在。
After church, I transport people home because they come from different communities.
在那个教会结束之后，我把人送回去，因为他们是来自不同的社区。
And 10 p.m. 2 weeks ago.
在两星期前的十点，夜里十点。
I was driving on Military Road.
我开车在 Military Road 上。
And as soon as I dropped off the last person.
当我把最后一个人送完的时候。
Someone came at me head on.
有人就开着车直接就冲我给开过来了。
No lights on.
也没有打灯。
Going in the opposite direction, just started coming towards me.
他是完全跟我是反方向，但是他就直接冲着我开过来了。
And me being a social worker said, "Oh, that person is having a medical emergency."
但是我呢，因为是做过。社会社工的，所以我觉得那个人应该是有医疗紧急情况。
So I started praying, blowing my horn, and no response.
但是我就开始祷告，然后也拼命的按我的车笛，但是又没有，他也没有反应。
And I was like, God, how am I going to get out of this?
然后我就想，主啊，我该怎么办呢
？And somehow I escaped her.
不过就是不管怎么说吧，我是躲过了。
And 100 feet past me.
他这个开了100个英尺，开过去之后。
She hit a pedestrian and killed him.
他正是撞到一个行人，然后把他给撞死了。
But it just showed me God is with me.
这个就真的是显示出主是与我同在的。
And she was intoxicated. She wasn't having a medical emergency.
她实际上也不是说有医疗情况了，她是就是喝醉了，或者是。
We have God with us. He is in us. He is protecting us.
我们其实真的是与主是与我们同在的，他是在我们内心，而且是保护着我们的。
And he can give us joy, unspeakable joy.
他也可以给我们带来不可言述的喜乐。
I went home and I was like still shaking.
我回到家里的时候，其实还是怕得发抖。
My son is 35 and he's like, Mom, you almost made me an orphan.
我儿子已经35岁了，他说妈妈，差点就成孤儿了。
Wrong definition.
错误的定义了。
But God is giving us joy. He has already filled us with joy.
但是主确实给我们带来喜乐，他让我们充满喜乐。
I think it's interesting when you think about the Christmas story.
我想当你想到圣诞故事的时候，比较有意思的是。
Because Jesus' birthday is different than any of the other birthdays that we celebrate.
因为耶稣的生日跟我们庆祝的其他生日是有所不同的。
When you celebrate people that have made great contributions,You don't usually celebrate the baby.
当你庆祝一些做出很大成就的人的生日的时候，这些成并不是因为他是一个婴儿而来庆祝。
When we look at Abe Lincoln, for example.
当我们看到这个 Abraham Lincoln 的时候
，We never say, "Oh, when he was a baby, he did A, B, and C."
我们从来也不会说他是一个小婴孩的时候他做了这些这些。
We talk about all his adult contributions.
我们谈论的是他成年后的成就。
When we think of Martin Luther King,
当我们想到马丁·路德·金的时候
，You rarely hear somebody say that when he was a baby.
你很少能听到人说当他是个小婴孩的时候。
But we talk about contributions he made as an adult.
我们所谈论的也是他成人之后的成就。
But when Jesus was born.
但是当耶稣降临的时候
，Way back in Genesis, they started talking about him being born.
在创世纪的时候，想到的是他出生时候。
Isaiah talks about this baby that's going to be born.
以赛亚也谈到这个要降生的婴孩。
Then you go to Matthew chapter 1, and he tells the whole story of Jesus being born.
但你看亚太福音第一章的时候，整个都是讲述的这个小婴孩的出生。
You go to Luke chapter 2, and that's all he talks about, the birth of Jesus.
包括第二章他讲述的也都是
starting out as a baby.
都是他作为一个小婴孩出生的事情。
So I love the devotional, if you've ever read it, it says, a baby changes everything.
我很喜欢的一个富有感情的描述就是说一个小婴孩改变了每天的一切。
Because when we have babies, we have relatives that come and they are excited about you having a baby.
因为我们自己有孩子，我们朋友也有孩子大家都觉得有孩子是非常激动的。
But nobody appears like the shepherds.
但是没有人看起来是像牧羊人那样。
Because the shepherds said, "We came to honor him."
因为牧羊人说，我们来此是为了赞美他。
If you've had family members to visit your new baby, they don't come to worship and honor him.
你要是有小婴孩的话，你家人大概不会来崇拜、敬拜他或者赞美他吧。
And the shepherds were afraid at first when they saw this star, and they're like, something has happened.
其实牧羊人刚开始看到空中的星的时候，实际上是惧怕的，他们觉得有一些事情发生了。
And the angel of the Lord had to say, don't be afraid.
那主的天使就要安慰他们说别害怕
Because I bring you great news.
因为我给你带来了好消息
And it tells us that when they found the baby.
那就说是在哪里找到了这个小婴孩
They told everybody they met in Bethlehem about this baby.
他们跟众人论述他们在伯利恒见到这个婴孩
And they didn't have any idea of what he was going to do.
他们其实那时候也不知道这个婴儿将来会做什么了。
for the history of mankind.
但是呢，他将是建造人类历史。
But they knew that he was a special baby, that that was going to change the world.
但是他们知道他是一个特殊的婴儿，他会改变这个世界。
Doesn't that fill you with joy just thinking about being there at that moment? And now we have the benefits of how he changed the world.
你是不是想到他就会感到很喜乐，而现在也体会到他所带来的对这个世界的改变？
Because the shepherds didn't know that he was going to be a perfect human being.
因为牧羊人也不知道他会成为一个完美的人。
And that he came for the purpose of eventually the bigger picture, dying for our sins.
他来呢，就是为了为我们的罪来死。
The neat thing, he gives us a choice.
这个他是给我们了一个选择。
And the choice is that we can receive his joy.
这个选择就是我们可以接受他带来的喜乐。
We can receive him.
我们可以接受他。
And it doesn't take our efforts.
其实也不需要做什么努力了。
He doesn't tell us that we have to work for it.
他没有说我们要很努力的去得到。
We don't have to find it somewhere.
我们不需要到哪儿去找。
We don't have to beg or plead. It is available free to us.
我们不需要苦苦恳求，其实就是给我们的。
So my challenge is.
所以呢，我就希望你能够我挑战你做一件事。
Are you going to be like the shepherds?
你会像是牧羊人吗？
That you're going to hear.
你会听到。
That this baby is coming to change the world.
这个小婴孩会来改变这个世界。
And you're going everywhere you can telling the good news.
你会到处跟人去讲这个好消息。
Or are you going to be like Herod?
或者说呢，你就会像希律王那样。
Who was the king?
他是国王了。
And he said, "Oh, go find that baby and let me know where he is."
他说你去找那个小婴孩，然后告诉我他在哪儿。
So he acted like he wanted to go and worship him like the shepherds.
听起来他好像是会像牧羊人一样去敬拜他了。
But instead, he had already gotten jealous, like he's coming to be the king. I'm the king.
但实际上他已经是充满嫉妒，因为他说我是国王，他怎么能成为王呢？
So he had.Unhealthy, bad motives.
所以他实际上是有一些很不健康的、邪恶的想法。
He was not interested in accepting him as the king.
他其实根本不想把他接受为王了。
Or the person that came to change the world.
或者说是接受他为一个来改变这个世界的人。
Or will we be like Simeon?
他就会是像或者像西蒙一样。
Because when he held the baby Jesus,
因为他把这个 Jesus baby 抱在怀里
he felt fulfilled. He's like, this is something special.
他感到很满足了。他说这个是一个很特殊的礼物。
He says, I'm even ready to die.
他说我现在都可以去死了。
Because I feel fulfilled.
因为我感到满足。
So which one would you want to be during this season?
所以在这个节日时刻，你愿意做哪一个人呢？
I'm hoping that we will find more than presents.
我希望我们能找到更多的不是礼物。
But will you sense the presence of a baby named Jesus?
但是希望你能够感受到一个叫耶稣的婴儿的存在。
I'm not sure what your Christmas rituals are for Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
我不太清楚你的圣诞节的仪式或者是传统是怎样的。
In our family, we read the Christmas story.
那我们家呢人呢就会再读一遍这个关于圣诞的故事。
And it would always be that the youngest person would volunteer to read it.
那总是那个最年轻的呢会主动要求来读这个故事。
And stumble through the words.
读的有点磕巴了。
And make the ones that are ready to open their presents really aggravated.
然后呢就大家都也都急着要把礼物打开了。
Sometimes I think they missed the point because they would be arguing over her reading too slow.
但是我觉得有的时候大家因为他读得太慢了，实际上大家没有体会到其中真意。
And then we sang Happy Birthday to Jesus.
然后我们说，就跟耶稣说生日快乐。
So my challenge to you is to definitely highlight joy. Make sure you have joy in your home on Christmas Day.
所以我真的希望你在圣诞节那一天在家里头真正能够充满喜乐。
And you will have him if you bring him with you.
你会体会到他，你要带着他跟你在一起。
I say it tongue in cheek because.
Sorry, beg your pardon.
I say it with hesitancy.
我有所犹豫，说一件事情。
Because holidays and seasons like this can be very difficult for people.
因为这个节日的时候，其实也是可以对人们来说非常困难的时刻。
There are people that feel sad.
会有一些人感到很难过。
There are people that feel all alone.
也有人会感到孤单。
The people that feel discouraged.
有人会感到沮丧。
There are people that feel like everybody's celebrating family, but they don't.
有人会感到大家都跟家人欢庆，就我没有。
And my encouragement is that underneath that sadness, there still can be joy.
但是我的，我想鼓励他们说，即使在你这个难过之下呢，依然可以有喜乐存在。
It's just like the poet that said, underneath every cloud, there is the sun.
就像诗里所说的一样，在这个每一片乌云之下，实际上是有太阳。
And we know that that sun is spelled S-O-N.
我们知道这个，这个太阳其实被拼写呢是 S-O-N.
So I want you to be joyful.
我希望你们都会很喜乐。
When we say joy to the world, that we really take that serious.
当我们说普世同庆的时候，我们是真的是很认真的在说。
And you can spread that joy without going to Starbucks.
你也可以分享这样的喜乐，但不需要去 Starbucks.
Without cleaning out all your closets.
也不需要把你的衣橱都清空。
Without doing things to find joy.
也不用刻意的去做一些事情找到喜乐。
Oprah Winfrey did a book club.
我们有一个读书俱乐部。
And she chose a book about joy.
她给我们展示一本书，叫做《喜乐》。
And the woman gave about 5 different things you could do to find joy.
那位女士呢，就列举了5件事情，你可以通过做它们得到喜乐。
The first one is finding joy in exercising.
第一件事情呢，就是在运动中得到喜乐。
So I put an X on that and said, now what's the other 4?
所以我就再画了一个 X 在那一点上，然后说剩下四条呢。
Finding joy in cooking.
你可以在做饭中得到喜乐。
I put an X on that and said, what's the next 3?
所以我又勾了那一条，然后说剩下呢。
We don't have to read books to find joy. We just have to believe in Jesus Christ.
我们其实不需要读一本书来得到喜乐，我们只需要相信心里相信耶稣。
If you've never accepted him into your life, you just say the prayer, Jesus, I want you to be in my life, in my heart, change me.
如果你还没有在生活中接受他的话，你只需要去祷告说，我希望你来到我的生活中。
So I'm wishing you a joyful Christmas.
所以在此呢，我祝你们大家一个非常喜乐的圣诞。
Because that is a gift.
因为它是一个礼物。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。